Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled One Day Closer to Christmas, was written by Adam Holes. I can't believe Christmas is over, my dejected daughter said. I know how she feels. The aftermath of Christmas can feel dreary. Presents have been opened, the tree and lights must come down, listless January, and for many, the need to shed holiday pounds awaits. Christmas and the breathless anticipation that comes with it suddenly feels eons away. A few years ago, as we were putting Christmas stuff away, I realized no matter what the calendar says, we're always one day closer to the next Christmas. It's becoming something I say frequently. But far more important than our temporal celebration of Christmas is the spiritual reality behind it, the salvation Jesus brought into our world and our hope for his return. Scripture talks repeatedly about watching, waiting, and longing for Christ's second coming. I love what Paul says in Philippians chapter 3. He contrasts the world's way of living, with mind set on earthly things, with a lifestyle shaped by hope in Jesus' return. Our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. The reality that our citizenship is in heaven changes everything, including what we hope for and how we live. That hope is fortified by the knowledge that with every passing day, we're indeed one day closer to Jesus' return. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Philippians chapter 3, verses 15 through 21. All of us, then, who are mature, should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the hope that we have in Jesus and in his return. When lesser hopes compete for our heart's affection and attention, help us to lift our eyes to you. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.